looking back on the events of September 25th, the day in 1976 when Irish rock band U2 formed, after 14-year-old Larry Mullen Jr. posted a notice on his high school bulletin board calling for musicians. Their first top 10 hit came 8 years later, the first of many. In 1989, the Canberra Raiders capped off a brilliant grand final with a remarkable try to Queensland hero Steve Jackson to win their first premiership.
Try! Steve Jackson reached out and scored! What will win the premiership for the Canberra Raiders?
And for many, the highlight of the 2000 Sydney Olympics happened on this day when Cathy Freeman stormed home to win gold in the 400 metres.
Cathy lifting, goes up the ground, takes the lead, looks away.
Birthdays, actor and son of screen legend Kirk Douglas. Michael is 76, best known for the hit movies Romancing the Stone and the sequel Jewel of the Nile. There was also Fatal Attraction, Basic Instinct and Wall Street, for which he won an Oscar.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Mark Hamill, or Luke Skywalker, is 69.
I know there is good in you.
Heather Locklear is 59, went from TJ Hooker to Dynasty and Melrose Place.
Don't bother making excuses for her. I want to see her in my office as soon as she gets in.
Will Smith turns 51. The rapper and actor starred in Ali, Independence Day and the Men in Black series.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
And sharing her birthday with her husband today is Catherine Zeta-Jones. The wife of Michael Douglas is 25 years younger, turning 51.
Freddie thinks you're a buffoon. He says you've been too successful.
And Christopher Reeve was also born on this day. The actor most famous for playing Superman died aged 52 in 2004 after years of battling severe disabilities after falling off a horse and breaking his neck in 1995.
I'm a survivor because of surgical advanced equipment that first allowed me to stay alive.
Remembering Christopher Reeve on September 25th.